This is the Top Agents Playbook podcast, episode 24.
Welcome to the Top Agents Playbook podcast, your source for the very best tools, tips and ideas used by real estate's top performers. Now here's your host, Ray Wood.
If you haven't heard my interview with Harcourt's legend Garth Makovsky, I think you'll get heaps of value, so be sure to check it out after this. You'll find it at topagentsplaybook.com/1010. I'm also delighted to let you know that Garth will be one of our key speakers at Recharge, Jupiter's Casino on the Gold Coast, coming up next month, which is October 2015. If you haven't grabbed your ticket, there are now less than 50 available. To get your two-day event pass, simply go to recharge2015.com and be sure to join us at the VIP cocktail party on Thursday night. Winter Olympic gold medalist Steve Bradbury will be there, as well as some of real estate's most successful men and women from around the country and New Zealand. Before I play you my interview with Elton Jardine, who's also from Campbelltown, New South Wales, and one of Garth's competitors, I want to quickly tell you about Locked On, which I believe, and I'm a bit biased, is real estate's most fun-to-use software. If you don't know about Locked On, it's a cloud-based customer relationship management system that is used by a rapidly growing number of top agents. It's fun to use because it's easy and will work with you to manage as many potential sellers as you can. It's also loaded with heaps of awesome features, and without going through them one by one, I want to tell you about one feature the development team, headed up by Ian French, has recently added. It's a feature that will let you actually create physical direct mail letters in seconds and with just a few clicks. Right now, it's September, so let's say you want to get a letter out to all your contacts that the big pre-Christmas selling window or selling period is about to begin as soon as the football finals are over at the end of this month. You want to send out some love and connect with, say, 1,500 of your VIP contacts, and you also want to offer them a CMA. If you or one of your team wanted to do this, as most agents do now, you'd print the letter, fold it, stuff it in an envelope, stick a stamp on it, then head over to the post office if it's open and mail them. But if you're a Locked On agent, you can do it all without leaving your keyboard with just a few clicks. Locked On is the only real estate software to work with agent mail, and the good news is that the cost is about the same. I'm a huge fan of direct mail, and so many agents are now using my suite of direct mail letters to build and maintain the highest quality relationships with potential sellers in their pipeline. So here's an idea. What about taking Locked On for a spin and see if you're a match? If you go to topagentsplaybook.com and hit the resources tab at the top right, you'll not only get a free trial, you'll see how I've set up a very special deal and completely slaughtered the one-off joining price and monthly subscription. Yes, full disclosure, I'm a very proud partner in the business and Locked On is a sponsor of this show, but there's a little more to it than that. This is 100% made in Australia technology. Our company is 5 years old and we plough almost everything we make back into the very best development to make sure each subscriber gets to access the very best software available. Ian French is our head developer and guides our awesome team to create stunning software, and he's always looking to build the next cool feature. Luke Newton is our head of sales and support and meets with teams right around Australia and NZ each week. Today he's in Hobart and then he flies to Queensland. So far, Luke has shot 234 explainer videos on YouTube, so our clients know exactly how to use every Locked On feature. And if you want to check that out, just go to youtube.com and do a search for Locked On or Locked On Cloud. You'll find them all there under our own channel. And Luke is always available for a chat to help out when needed. Aaron Shiner and myself are the marketing guys. We bring our combined 40-plus years of real estate industry knowledge to the table, so Frenchie and his team develop relevant, useful, and practical features that only real estate people can know. This is not nerds that decided to develop real estate software. It's actual real estate business owners directing some of the most talented developers in the country to build a beautiful user experience. You're about to hear how Elton Jardine leveraged Locked On to take sales commission from $800,000 to more than $1.3 million in just a year. That's the kind of magic that comes with using powerful and robust software to take on the heavy lifting and enhanced customer relationship marketing. Before Locked On, Elton was using Outlook to manage 8,000 leads his team created. Let's find out how he got those leads and how he's taken his business to the next level.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm excited to welcome Elton Jardine from Star Partners in Campbelltown, New South Wales, to the show. Hi, Elton. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Ray. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, buddy. Can you tell me how you got your start in real estate?
In 2001, I was working for my dad for a few years prior to that, and about 2001, I'd applied for a real estate position and at a large franchise within the Campbelltown area, and worked there for about 8 years.
Okay, and you're leading quite a big team now. You're a director of the Star Partners office there with your brother, I think. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Can you, you're actually selling in the team and leading the team as well?
Yes, within the team. I've got two assistants that work underneath me.
And what sort of numbers are you doing personally, like in terms of listing sales and commission earned for, say, the last year?
Well, commission earned for the last year was just over the $1.3 million mark.
Wow, okay.
And the listings there was probably about 140 listings, and at this stage was about 135 sales.
Okay. Tell me, Elton, how are you managing your contacts? How are you keeping in touch with them on a day-to-day basis, et cetera?
Well, basically we use the locked-on system. That's pretty much the primary. Everything's automated in the system there. You've got your preloaded action plans and task management, pretty much the locked on system is what we go by.
The letters that are already preloaded into locked on, do you find those useful?
Oh, definitely. Look, they're customer made letters, when you've got your DNA plans in there, they're customized to be sent out at the appropriate times of a potential seller's selling stage.
Now, not everybody we feature on Top Agents Playbook is a locked on user, but I'm interested to learn the transition, I guess, from when you were not a locked on user to the point now where you are. Can you tell me about that journey?
Yep. Well, we usually we started off. We were very highly on telemarketing in our company. We used to have a telemarketing team that used to call after hours, and that ended up with about 8,000 leads on. And we used the Microsoft Outlook to manage those leads. But realistically, they were just they were leads, and you know, that was just a bit all over the place. So a locked on system was able to put that all into perspective and manage those leads effectively.
Can we just unpack that a little bit? How was Locked On able to help? Because I could imagine, because this is typical of a lot of offices, you've got this mass amount of leads and you're not really sure what to do with them. How specifically was Locked On able to help?
Well, firstly, what you do is you're able to enter in your potential sellers, but it just the fact that you're able to there on a daily basis have action plans, preloaded action plans that you're putting into the system, and it's able to effectively manage those tasks once they've been put into the system.
Okay, and I think you were mentioning before I press record that was it 18 months ago was when you first met Luke?
Yeah, that was a game changer when I met Luke. I felt that everything I was doing prior to that just was a lot of hard work, even just finding a lead or if you had a potential client that you needed to search up there. Now with Locked On, you're able to just press a button and connect with that client straight away, either through their name, their address. It just makes it so much easier.
And you're using the daily tasks function that's prompting you and the team to take or complete specific actions?
That's right. That's probably the big one there. The fact that it's all you've got your notes, your contacts, everything is just put in really well together.
Okay, cool. Tell me about the practical day-to-day arrangements. When a listing lead comes in, do you guys send a pre-listing package? Tell me how that works within your office, if you don't mind sharing these secrets.
Oh, look, no, I generally don't send the pre-listing kit along. I like to basically you know, we do have a good questionnaire that we're asking specific questions and basically just trying to find out where that client is. But the main thing, when that client's called, they go into the locked on system and then we're able to nurture them, and then we know whereabouts they are. So you got obviously your two relationships. There's your cold relationship, yep, and then there's your nurturing relationship.
Okay. So when you meet somebody up at the start, it's obviously cold, and before the listing presentation, before somebody goes there to actually sit down at the kitchen table and deliver the listing presentation, you've already been through a questionnaire with them on the phone?
That's right, just to work out where the client's at, you know, basic features, are they looking at selling, what time frame they're looking at selling, and also, you know, where they're looking at moving to.
Okay, so if you guys go into, say, 10 listing presentations and they're all sellers, how many will you get? What's your strike rate?
Look, sometimes, as you mentioned early on, the Campbelltown market is very competitive. Sometimes you might have a run where you've won 7, 8 out of 10. Then there might be times there you might be at 60-40 ratio.
Okay.
You know, it is a very competitive marketplace that we're in.
Okay. And are you do your clients pay or vendor paid advertising, or are you having to cough for that yourselves?
Well, it's built within our package.
Okay.
I find having the three, we've got a bronze, silver, and gold package, and that way you're able to then place the client into the package that they feel more comfortable to use. And
okay,
obviously the higher package, you're trying to explain to them the benefits of using that package.
Okay, cool. What about you personally? You're managing this big team, I guess, with your brother. Have you both got different roles within the business?
We're trying to build up a structure within the office, and something that you're continually working towards. It's always changing. So Wes and I are both sales driven. So we've got people are looking after the account side of the business. We've got a senior property manager, and we've now just put on a business development manager. A lot of my time has recently been taken up because I still was going out also signing up the new property managements. So now I've also just put on someone there that can deal with signing up the new managements.
Okay.
As well.
So you've got quite a big day. You're trying to manage the team. How many on the team altogether?
Well, we own the office at Campbelltown and Narellan. There's probably about 27 staff.
Okay. So your point I'm trying to make is you're selling and you're also leading the team. So how do you complete that role?
Well, look, one of the things that it does take a lot of time. It is hard work, but with the right systems in place and being able to train the other team members, I find that's been able to then handle situations and basically just trying to structure my day. I do have set times that I'm making my calls. I do have specific times that I need to do certain things in. So I try not to get distracted when there's certain tasks that I need to complete for the day.
Okay. So tell me about that. It sounds like you're pretty disciplined with your routine. You're prospecting. What times are you prospecting? From when to when?
Well, look, most times I prefer to prospect in the afternoon. You know, around about the 4:30 to 5 o'clock. That's when people are starting to come home. And that's the time that I really like to start using my locked on system. But sometimes it may even go to 7:30 that night. You know, it might be 3-4 hours that I'm on the phones contacting people within my database.
Tell me about your online marketing. Are you finding that you're connecting with many potential sellers through your online marketing, through your webpage?
Oh, definitely. You know, Star Partners have really increased a lot in their innovation side of real estate. The brand has really expanded itself. Within the Campbelltown area, our market share has really grown. We're around that 12% market share. And we try and present our properties in a professional manner with good quality photography, video, that sort of thing.
Okay, cool. One of the things that I get a lot of feedback on, people are really interested when I speak to an individual like yourself, is to how they actually bring their day together. Can you tell me a little bit about your day, how you start? We talked about the end of the day, but just tell me about like a typical day for Elton. What goes on?
Well, the first thing that I like to do is start early each day. I find that...
Define early, Elton. What's early, like 5 a.m. or 7 a.m.?
Around about 6:30, okay. 7 a.m.
Right.
Yep, I like to basically not so much start at work, but then start preparing myself mentally. I might read a book. I might then also then start to focus on what I need to do that day, and just take some time out and start planning, write down what tasks I need to achieve that day.
Okay, so you start early. What happens then?
Well, basically, that's when I'll get my my notebook out and just start writing notes on what are the tasks I'd like to do that day, and specific tasks. I'd look on my Locked On as well, make sure I'm contacting all those clients, and basically just focusing on trying to work out my appointments for the day and so forth.
Okay, who have been some of your influences? Have there been people locally that you look to and you've been inspired by their performance?
Yeah, look, one of my friends who got me into real estate about, around about that 2001, I looked up to him. He'd owned a number of real estate companies in the Queensland area as well the last few years. My boss that, my first boss there, he's the one that actually, the first couple of years, he must have saw something in me and it said, look, you know, one day he actually wanted to give me the real estate company to take over. So, and I had no idea that, you know, one day I'd be able to achieve and own a successful real estate company. So he kind of saw that vision in me.
And that was with Star Partners?
That was with LJ Hooker Franchise Group at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's quite exciting. If you were starting out in real estate today, what would you do? If I'm listening to this and maybe my numbers aren't quite as good as I'd like them to be, what would be your advice to me if we sat down, had a cup of coffee and I picked your brain? What would you say?
Well, I'd say find a mentor. You know, find someone within your office that is doing well. Keep your ears open. Have a great attitude. Be a giver, not a taker. Always looking to put more back into the industry. You know, in terms of marketing, you might utilize some of your funds that you've got to promote yourself, but just continue to learn, get on a good system like Locked On, grow your database and continually prospect and try to differentiate the dollar productive actions.
Yes. Yeah.
Compared to the things there that you just are manually doing, you know, and have a diary, look at your diary at the beginning of the day and also right at the end of each day that you can monitor what tasks you've need to complete that day. But just see your database grow, have a great attitude and aspire to be successful in your life. You've got no idea the potential of what you can achieve in your life. I had no idea that, you know, one day we'd have from just being a junior door knocking to one day now owning a fairly successful company. And, you know, I see now, particularly the next few years, the knowledge I've learned, you know, I'm going to utilize that to really keep growing the business, the brand, and seeing myself reach my full potential. And that's what you've got to do. You can't compare yourself to anybody else. Okay. You've got to compare yourself just to yourself and where you can continually grow. And you've got to be able to quickly work out where the weaknesses are, what your strengths are, and where you need to improve. And if you're not sure, get the help and mentoring that can help you allocate those insufficiencies where you've got them, you know.
It's interesting you say that, Elton. I was, and by the time this interview with you goes to air, I will have already featured Stephen Bradbury, the last man standing, Australia's first Winter Olympic gold medalist. You might recall back in 2002 when the other skaters fell over and Stephen came across the line. And one of the things that came out in the interview, because it was amazing, 18 months before he was training, and he went to jump over. Somebody fell in front of him, and he went to jump over them. But his skate, you know those speed skates have got that big leader, that big toe and big hook that actually caught the guy's shirt or something, and it smashed Steve into the fence, breaking his neck. Basically, it didn't break his spine, but broke his neck, and he had 18 months to bring everything together and compete and actually win gold in Salt Lake City in 18 months later in 2002. So, and one of the things he talked about was a great, and you've just talked about it, a positive mental attitude. And a lot of the things that when I'm interviewing top real estate agents, it seems to be the dominating force coming back, you know, like a positive mental attitude can just change so much. So
yes,
my question, I guess, is to you is, you're trying to lead and drive and inspire a team, and that's probably a key thing that you're trying to give them. How do you do that? How do you inspire your team? How do you help them lift their numbers? How do you help them get out of a sales slump, etc.?
Well, I find before you can lead others, you need to lead yourself. So I never just rely. I try and have the guys see that, you know, even sometimes if it's door knocking, I'll still go out and door knock. I'm still on the phone. So I find it's a good tool there when people can see you're the director, but you are still prepared to go out there and do the hard yakka. And I think that's part of that inspires them along as well. And also seeing the company grow. I mean, this year was a fantastic result for our business. We made it into the REB top 50 sales offices. So there's so much more growth that you can expand to. And if I look back, I would just learn more about the industry. You know, there's just so much more. Technology's changing. You know, so many different players are coming into real estate at the moment, you know.
Well, I totally agree. Your decision to embrace technology and grab a CRM like Locked On, and I'm asking this question blind. I'm not sure whether you know it or know the answer or not. We haven't discussed it, but what would you say your decision to gear up and embrace technology and get a good CRM, what would you say that did to your business in terms of percentage, like in the last 18 months?
Look, that's a good question. I'd probably say last financial year I'd written about 800,000.
Okay.
So this financial year was about the $1.3 million mark. So that's been the difference, okay. You know, that's in dollar value. That's how I can equate it. That's been the difference.
Wow.
And that is the Locked On system.
You felt that the system's helped you that much. It's well, it hasn't doubled your numbers, but it's getting up there. It's a pretty spectacular outcome for you. And you feel that a system like that and embracing technology has helped you?
That's right, Ray. Look, another thing, I've before this meeting, I was thinking about something. You know, I used to get very anxious when the results weren't there, and I find now, but having used lighting the system, I'm just a lot more calmer, I'm not working as harder, and I'm just a lot more focused. And sometimes if the results just aren't quite there, I know they're in the system, and I know I've just got to nurture them, and they're going to come through. So that's been a big thing. I've worked a lot harder previously, and, you know, you get anxious, you get upset, you know, and so many emotions would run through. But funny enough, the Locked On system, I believe, it's able to help me be more focused, be calm, and just enjoy the ride a lot more.
Yeah, so it's given you it's given you some idea about, I guess, your pipeline and the potential business coming through. That's some of the feedback I get from Locked On users anyway.
Exactly, the pipeline. And that's what all comes nurturing your clients. And then you've still got to then build those relationships and know what to say to your clients, to say the right things, but also connect with those clients. You know, find out how you can help those clients. Find out how you can input into their lives. When a client these days, I believe they're not so much worried about how big your office is, how many awards you've won. What they're interested is in how you can help them.
Yep.
That's what they're interested in these days.
Yeah, cool. Okay. Do you have specific marketing schedules within the company? For instance, the property you list tomorrow probably came on board, could have been 18 days or 18 months ago, who knows? But what are Star Partners Campbelltown doing to connect with potential sellers in their area?
Well, a lot of the letters and templates are already in the Locked On system. So we've got certain letters that once a property is sold, That we inform the, you know, neighbours within that vicinity, a couple of hundred of neighbours.
Right.
Also, we've got the, you know, your generic letters which are going out there, your spring, Xmas, Easter time, your tax time letters that are already inbuilt into the system. And also particularly that every time, a big one that I found within the Locked On system is that every time we sell a property in a specific area, a letter is sent out to them. That's obviously got my name, details on, and the price we're able to achieve. So then it's feeding those sellers that are already in your database.
Okay. And you mentioned door knocking before. Just unpack that. You're working with your team to door knock. Are you guys still making that part of your routine?
Oh, definitely. Look, there's nothing I still, you know, one of the things with new technology, I think agents have got to be careful not to want to just be sitting behind the desk. I still believe you need to be out there talking to people face to face. I really believe that.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a really powerful point. And a lot of people try to let technology do the work for them where they forget their basic real estate 101, I guess.
That's right. And that's what sets us apart. That's why we're one of the only industries that, okay, yes, technology has evolved, but where you still need those basic relationship skill set with people. And the first time is you only need to meet someone once face to face, but then you can then just follow them up through your pipeline and they'll remember you. They'll remember you 5 years ago if you're in contact with them, but you need that face to face contact. And I still love it. And now that I'm putting other systems in place, I definitely want to be out there more meeting the public.
Excellent. Well, Elton, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you so much for your time. You've got great energy. You've got a great brand behind you. These are exciting times in real estate, and I'm looking forward to talking again maybe a little while down the track when you've cracked the 2 million mark. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that'd be certainly spectacular, Ray, and it's certainly something I'd love to achieve. You know, I don't want to put any limits on what we can achieve.
No, mate, well, all power to you. You're going great guns. And thank you once again, and I look forward to speaking with you shortly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ray.
You've been listening to the Top Agents Playbook podcast. For show notes from this episode, recent podcasts, and lots more, go to topagentsplaybook.com.